Okay, this is René Picard speaking again. Welcome back to the second part of my tutorial. If you don't know what it's about, either read my blog post or watch the first part of the tutorial, and let's just dig right into it. So last time we created this Google Web Toolkit project, and we already know that this is the entry point of the entire class. So let me just max this, and we know that everything starts here. And since we sent something to the server, now we want to have suggestions while typing. So let's exchange this text box to a suggest box. We also need to do this in the very beginning here. And of course, Eclipse is not happy because we need to include the libraries, which we just did. And what I know is that here at the very top bottom, there is this function that is not supported by the suggest box. So we erase all this and we get the project running, which we'll do right now. And so it's on. Let's go on the site. Let's refresh the site. And again, we know we have to wait a little while because of the embedded server. And now I clear the network traffic. For every keystroke that I make, nothing happens actually. But if I put in my name and I send send, well, the remote procedure call still works. So why is that? Well, the suggest box actually needs some argument, which is a suggest oracle. So let's just create one, and we do this by the following line. And we just set this as a parameter here, oracle. So yet, of course, this class doesn't exist yet. So let's just create this class. So we created in our client package, that's fine. And what we also say is that it should extend, extends the suggest oracle. This, of course, doesn't work because we need to import this. Once we're done, we have another problem because there are unimplemented methods. So we ask them to get them into, and this is exactly the point where we later will do our remote procedure call. Invoke the remote procedure call later on. But of course, the problem is if we want to do a remote procedure call, we need to have a function that we call. So let's look at our interface for the greeting service. We realized, well, maybe we should make a function that we call get suggestions. This function, of course, needs a parameter. Well, let's do suggest oracle dot, and there is the request, which is a good parameter name, argument. And it should also return something, which should also be a suggest oracle, but this time, of course, the response. And that's basically it. So if we save this, Eclipse again is not happy because we need to add this method to the async part of our greeting service, which we can do very fast. So we just do void get suggestions. And remember, we had one argument, which was suggest oracle.request. And since it is the async part, we also need the async callback. So we save this here. Everything is fine so far. But, oh yeah, no, nothing is fine. We need to give them a name. So now everything is so fine so far here, but if you pay patience, you see here is a little cross on the implementation of our greeting server, which is nothing surprising because now he will be unhappy and say, well, we have unimplemented methods here. So we click the link and we go to the very bottom of here. And now we see this is the method and that will be called on the server side once we do some, ask for some suggestions. So this will be implemented in part 3 of my screencast. Okay, so if we look at all of that stuff, what we didn't do yet is in the item suggestion, we didn't call our method. So let's just call the method. It's fairly easy. So we ask our GWT project to create a class. Create a class, and the class would probably be the greet server, the service. And here we say dot class, so we get an instance of the class. And what we do next is we need to cast it to the asynchronous part, which we can do here. That's fine. And let's just save it to some variable we call instance, and we're fine here. So now on instance, we can actually invoke our remote procedure call. No, we don't want to do greet server. We want to get suggestions. So we take the request from the top. And then, of course, we need to do a new callback object here. And don't confuse this callback with the callback that is passed by to the suggestions. So here we do a new item suggest callback. And it just gets two parameters that we will need later on, which is the request on one side and the callback object that we passed by to this method. So that is so far so good, besides the fact that this class is not implemented yet. So it already suggests we can change it to an asynchronous callback object, which we could do, but we can also create the class. That's what we do. So once we have this class, it already says that we need to implement asynchronous callback. And when we do this, it already has these two functions here. That is fine. But this one is still not happy because this constructor, of course, wasn't there in the just created function. So let's also create the constructor. So here we go. And we already see we need variables here. We need to include libraries again. So let's do that. Probably that wasn't the smartest way of doing this, but anyway. So let's create two private fields. One would be the request field, which we call request again, and the other one is the callback. And the constructor will just initialize those two fields. So we have this dot request equals request, and we have this dot callback, which will be set to the callback parameter. All right, fine. So what we need to do now is we need to implement the onFailure and onSuccess methods from our callback object from the remote procedure call, which happens like in any other remote procedure call. So what we can do now is we can work on the callback object, and there is one method which is onSuggestionReady. So when the suggestions are ready, well, we pass them the request. And here, in this case, we just say, well, we need a new response. So the response also is not available here right now, but we can also include response from .com, google.tvt.user.client.ui.suggest.oracle. And for the other part, which would be this one, we do something pretty similar. We also pass by the request object. But here for the response, we just cast the response from the parameter of the onSuccess method, which is also what happens fairly often in those GWT remote procedure calls. So response and close parentheses result. So this is basically all that has happened so far. If we run the project now. Well, I just stop it for a second and then I run the server again. What we can see now is that if we go on the site and we refresh, of course we have some network traffic right now for reloading the web page. But once it's there, and if I type something in, every time I type something, I get a network query. Of course, I don't get any suggestions yet because I didn't implement the server side. But if I type in my name correctly and I push the send button, the other remote procedure call is called and it's still happening all that happens before. So that was almost everything of it. For the next part of the video, you will learn how to implement the server side so that you would actually really get suggestions. I hope that was helpful for you. You can refer to my blog and to the other videos to get everything completed. See you in part 3 of the video.